Welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who is still waiting for a production assistant to bring him coffee, Mr. Richard Avery.
I know, the little people. What are they good for?
I don't know.
Usually, I used to have them go get me Taco Bell, but since I don't eat Taco Bell anymore.
You know, you brought me coffee earlier, but you're a producer.
I'm a producer, yes.
Am I the celebrity? I'm a host.
You're a star.
I'm kind of a star. So people bringing me coffee is a good thing. but out in the real world,
yes.
Out beyond here, I'm a production manager.
Yes.
And I brought in a guest today. Is somebody that he represents them all, but he is one of many.
And basically, he puts up with your shit.
He puts up with my shit. But these are the guys that get very little respect, but do a whole lot that I rely on. And that is one of my production assistants that works with me on for a couple different companies. Today, I brought in AJ Bucks.
How you doing? How you doing? This is
yo.
This is the little person in more ways than one.
Yo. 5'5", is that what you're up to?
5'5" is what I am.
As a PA, did you start it that way, right?
Yes. Well, I know
a lot of people have started that way, and you work your way up the ladder, right?
In mainstream, I started off as a production assistant, and then I moved on to photo assistant, and then I ran Peggy Sirota's office, did all that kind of stuff. And then I was stuck in the photo assistant area. And when people would call me a PA because it was photo assistant, I educated them very quickly. I am not a production assistant. I'm a photo assistant. There's training there. There's something a little bit different. When I got into porn, I started off as a lighting guy, but then went to production assistant. Right. It wasn't really a downgrade. It was just a different job, and then moved up from there. So AJ, you've been in the industry for
about 3.5 years.
Wait, that long?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize it had been that long. And you work on a lot of sets, and I know you do a lot of other things besides production assisting, but I wanted to bring that up today because, again, I think it's a job that very few people respect, but is actually
Why
one
would
of
you?
The, well, a lot of people just kind of go, oh, it's just the PA. Oh, that person's just the PA. But really, you're important.
They're very important.
Yeah.
I know that as a producer. Extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you get to make fun of them, and
you pay them very little. Who else is going to be there for
and
that?
They take the blame for everything. Anytime I fuck up, it's easy. And you never name names. You just go, the PA.
Yeah. But see, look, this is the best thing about being a PA is that you take photos of everything. So if people try to blame you for stuff, you got evidence that it wasn't you.
Exactly.
So I'm very particular about stuff like that.
Who
so,
stained the suede sofa? Not me.
Wasn't me.
So let's go with you arrive... Let's give a basic breakdown because a lot of people that are listening are on porn sets because I know that people in the industry listen.
Yeah.
But for people who have never been on a porn set, what is the basic description of your job on a porn set?
The basic description of my job is to basically make everybody's life a lot easier. So if they need something to come in, whether it's a lube, baby wipes, just somebody to talk to, somebody to relax, you know what
Sandwich?
I mean? Somebody to go get the talent. I help out. So a lot of the times when I come on sets, let's say 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, I'm there, I'm setting up the food, I'm making sure that we have everything organized for you know the talent and the workers that are actually there. Once I do that, then I go on to the different production jobs like the lighting to see if they need any help. I've been blessed to be with people that want to help out and want to show you lighting, camera work, and you know paperwork and stuff like that. So luckily, I've been able to kind of dab in different areas of it, so I'm able to help out other people and makes my
but
job
that's
a little bit better.
I think a great PA, because I've had plenty of great ones, basically have skills in every area, can work in every area, and basically can come save your ass in every area.
Yeah.
I've had one of my best PAs ever is now produces commercials for a living, and like multi-million dollar commercials. Like she started out at the bottom and busted her ass and now rules the world, basically. And it was because she had this attitude of, I want to learn everything about everything. And
that
just saved my ass, like in every department.
I've been in situations where the cameraman, something happened to him or he wasn't able to show up. And, yo, can you shoot camera? Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Which adds value every step of the way. I don't know if you know this, and I've told other people. Do you know what my number one thing that I think makes a good PA?
I think you have.
Is that
really
the sandwich?
Wouldn't.
No, my number one thing is if I don't hear my name yelled across the studio, a house, or anything like that to come and do something, that's my number one thing that says it's a good PA. If I keep hearing, Mo, can you come over here and do this? That means somebody is slacking. And I have to go through. That's my, if I don't hear, it's rare that I hear my name with Anthony around. There's some people that it's like, don't get it. There's some people who don't get it. And I'm trying to avoid names of people that do that. But some people do very well and other people kind of slack. But I rely on these people to be my eyes elsewhere. I am sitting here doing paperwork. I'm working on budgets. I'm working on two shoots from now, especially with Penthouse. I'm working on multiple shoots all at the same time. They may not know what I'm doing. They may just say, oh, he's just at the desk. They don't understand that I'm handling stuff for all these other areas. And I can't be the guy that's on set making sure, okay, who didn't put the lube on set? Or can you light these candles? Yeah.
First of all, they use lube on set.
They do.
It's a perfect example. What were you just doing before we started this podcast? You're sending emails and having to do other stuff.
Exactly.
That you had to do. You know what I mean? It's other job stuff that you have to do. So you don't want that other extra pressure on you.
But I just think that a good PA just really kind of understands every angle of a set, of a shoot day, basically pre-production, post-production. Those are the ones that make themselves valuable. And the fact that they only get paid $25 a day is amazing.
Well, that's why I was advised. Any PA that I see that seems to have some sort of potential or something that's looking towards a career beyond, even in photo assisting, things like that, was pay attention to what everybody else does. Nobody's paying attention to you.
So
when you sit there and you have a conversation with the makeup artist, when you have a conversation with the caterer, when you have a conversation with anybody on that set, you're hearing their bitching. You're hearing their complaining. Yep. So when you're producing and you move on, you know what the different people don't like or where they have issues, things like that.
Yeah.
And I advise, pay attention to everything. And especially in porn, I don't understand why paperwork is something that people can't grasp. There are people in this industry that are genuinely afraid of doing paperwork.
Are you picking on me? Because I'm horrible at paperwork.
And it's one of those things of, I always go through, the most important thing on a porn set, I don't care how good that scene is, I don't care how hot that girl is, I don't care what she's doing, if that paperwork's wrong, that scene is never going to be seen.
Yeah,
you're done.
I've seen Mo do it. You ain't getting paid until this sign is...
Exactly. Until
signature right here. I'm horrible at paperwork.
I will go so far as to say, and I'll admit this now, I was doing a cam show, and it was different paperwork than I was used to, and I missed having a girl sign one area on the thing. After we're done recording, I'm actually going out to the valley, meeting her up at a place, and having her sign the piece of paperwork, because that's what needs to be done. That's my job. I failed on that. It's rare that that happens, but I failed, and it was pointed out to me by the higher-ups, and so I have to go do that. Now, if I would have had a PA that was paying attention, I'm joking.
No, I got a question.
I believe it's PA's fault.
So how did you start? How did you get into the business?
I started...
Because you were watching porn like nonstop,
actually,
right?
Actually, I never watch porn.
Liar.
I swear to God.
He watches, you know.
I wasn't the type of person. Of course, you know, there was every kid had porn. But
not
I wasn't the type of person to have a collection. I had maybe one video that I only had the whole time, maybe two magazines. You know, I wasn't that type of person. So when I got into the industry because of my friend Billy Visuals, he started as a extra. And on DP, and right when he started as an extra, he started helping them out. He's like, do you need this? Do you need that? And they kept looking at him like, hey, yo, we don't have a PA. Do you want to be our PA? And from there, he went to lighting and camera work. And when he got in camera work, he got me in. He was like, yo, you know what? I know that you're filming and editing and stuff like that. Maybe you want to get into this. It's not the ideal world that's involved with, you know, the other stuff that you do, but... Do you want to get into this? Yeah. And I was like, yeah. From there, I went to DP starting as a PA, and I ended up meeting other different people. I met, you know, like Kieran, Francois. I met Stills by Allen on that set as a photographer, and now he's one of the main people I work for and I PA for.
Wow.
So I just kept doing it little by little. I didn't think it was going to be a job that I was going to really just keep going with. I thought it was just like, oh, okay, it's giving me more money than me working at a sushi place that I used to work at, you know, getting paid $8 an hour.
Sushi sounds good.
It sounds amazing.
Do you like the job, though?
It's an amazing job. Cool. Honestly, like, You're going to get characters in any type of job you go to. You're going to have
as I always say, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly in every profession.
Yeah, and it's like that. But I love keeping a positive attitude with everything I do. So I've noticed that people are noticing that. Yeah. That they're like, yo, Manny, we're having a shitty day, but you're still smiling. And I'm like, because if the PA loses it, technically, everybody else is going to start losing it because I started noticing all this other stuff.
First of all, you're probably high as a kite anyways. Like, are you trying to...
He's
always smiling. I wonder
why. You know what? I'm a very mellow person.
Yeah. Everybody that knows
me... He's eating brownies all day long. Why is that?
Everybody that knows me on set knows that I rarely look happy. I typically look stressed. Yeah. And that's my normal face.
Is that true? Wait. Is that true? Does he always look...
This is very true. But I've never, ever heard Mo... yell at anybody.
Really?
But I have heard Mo talk sternly to a couple
I speak. He's yelled at me. Yeah. I speak sternly. Yes, I don't yell because I believe once I've yelled, I have lost control of the thing and I need to step back and go through. I've raised my voice over a crowd of people of, hey, everybody shut the fuck up for a minute. Yeah. But there's 10 people in a room. It's not like I've never berated somebody. If there's any sort of issue with something, I pull them over to the side and do that kind of stuff. But I go back to, as always, is that PA, I need somebody that's solid because that's my right hand.
Right.
No. That's the person that when I have a ton of shit going on, they jerk me off. But we all do this. We become very, we will steal each other's. I can imagine it's just like restaurants where you have a chef that they have their sous chef, they have their other people that you get fired or you leave a restaurant, they're taking their sous chef, they're taking everybody. And so
it's a team.
I worked on with Alan as a PA, and with Alan, the PA term is very loose because you're doing lighting, you're doing camera. The third camera guy is still considered a PA.
Yeah.
The BTS guy is a PA. So we're all kind of very, except for the other cameraman and the director, we're pretty much, you know, kind of a all trades. But I know that Alan and I kind of split two PAs, you being one of them, and Judas being the other one. And it's we fight over dates because we're booking a month in advance going, and whoever gets it first. And we had a conversation the other day about it. You know, I met up with him, and we were talking, and I was like, he goes, yeah, you're stealing. I was like, yeah, but you're stealing here. And you know, but because once you get somebody that you know is good, you want to have them on every set because it's consistent.
A little bit of advice, time to raise your rates.
That sounds right.
I just so you know, I don't know if you did you tell him this, that like in your budget you put in $500 a day for a PA and you're only paying you two and he keeps three. So
see, you know what though, honestly,
sadly that's not true. I usually have $100 for a thing and then we have to take it away from somebody else.
I was kidding.
Honestly, like for what I get paid right now, it's I mean, I know everybody else talks about the heydays back in the day in porn when a PA probably got paid $350, $300 to be there.
I don't ever remember that as even in mainstream. It was PAs were that maybe mainstream movies, but like even in porn, even that kind of stuff. If you were a production assistant, I would say. I think we were, when I was working for Peggy, I think we were paying $1.50, $1.25.
I was just going to say 100. Well,
somebody
lied.
100,
150.
But that was mainstream. And so in porn, maybe people were tossing more money because they were doing more stuff where your PA was also your PM. Gonzo.
And they were also your male talent.
Yes, that's true.
Have you ever been the stunt cock?
No, I haven't. I've been offered many, many times. And I've been asked by many, many girls, oh, so when are you getting into porn? I have to say,
I don't know if I've actually...
Because I saw it happen once on a set where they asked the PA. And the PA was like, sure. And he got his fucking...
I've seen someone that was cooking. That was also a talent.
Yeah.
I seen someone that was cooking, and the talent wasn't able to pop. So they literally were like, "We need a stunt cock. You got your test?" And they're like, "Yeah." Oh, okay. He got his dick sucked, did his shit, and went back to cooking. And was like, "All right, what do you guys want to eat?"
I hope you had some Purell.
I know you washed his hands.
I would eat that meal afterwards.
I don't know if I've actually ever talked about it on the show, but I actually was a stunt cock.
No.
Hold on. It was for a company that had a contract girl, and the director. Basically, we had a male talent. The contract girl was like leaving the next day. We couldn't finish. The guy was having a hard time popping. They needed some close-ups of the insertion, and they needed me to pop on her ass. And so this director said, "He goes, hey, is your test good?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Are you cool with this?" And I was a PM. I was his PM on this. I wasn't, you know. And so I was like, You're joking, right? He goes, no. He goes, go make sure you're cleaned up and you're going in about 15 minutes. I've been on set for like 14 hours. I went, luckily I had some Viagra in the car. I popped that, cleaned up my deck, did the whole thing, went in there. And the best part is the guy was about 10 shades darker than I am.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
And my dick was significantly bigger than his. And I'm pale as fuck. But I'm also probably 50 pounds heavier than he is and out of shape. So you go through and all they're doing is
I'm just thinking like you and then Mr. Pete. And then Mr. Like you and Mr. Pete. Like you're saying, like he's...
They color corrected the shit out of the video.
And they got the insertions, but then I had to pop. And it was one of those things of I'd never done it in front of people, like that many people. And so I'm working with this girl and she's cool with it.
Helping?
Yes-ish. She was one of those things, and again, I'm not bragging about size, but she'd been working with this guy that was whatever, and they had said the director had said, "Hey, just so you know, he's significantly larger. Is this going to be a problem?" Because she was sore, and she goes, "No, it's not a problem." Well, then it became a little bit of a problem, and so I have a girl going, because she was already sore, and so she's all clenching up and stuff. So it wasn't the easiest thing to do. She takes me in the back. We do the little blowjob, and I'm ready to pop. It took me 3 different times to actually be able to go out and jerk off on her ass. In the end, it all worked out, and I have a great story, but the story's better than the actual event that happened.
Do you have the scene? Because
people are going, yes, I do. People go, oh, my God, you got to fuck her. Yes, I did. But I didn't fuck her. I put my dick in her, and then
we didn't make love.
It wasn't like it was fun. But there was that time, and I've heard about stunt cocks. I could not imagine that happening in today's climate on the major sets that we work on. Mm. I can't imagine that. That would never happen on a penthouse set, a Wicked set. Now that would not happen.
But I've been on sets where I've seen it happen like 2-3 times.
Well, I heard some people would actually do that on purpose, where it would be a girl that they'd want to fuck, and the director would hire a guy that they know would fail and go through and go, well, this is what we got. Sweetheart, you want to get paid. So-and-so can't do it. So, the cameraman, I guess I'm going to have to step in.
Okay.
Again,
all right, I'll do it.
But again, I don't think in this day and age, especially with the companies I work with, I couldn't allow it to happen.
Right. The bigger companies like you work with, I don't think it would happen. Yeah. But I think some other companies out there probably have new problems
No
with
problem,
it.
Yeah. No, if I had a director or if I had anybody on set that was, even if it was male talent that was working on my crew and they said, we need somebody, I would have to either kill the scene or bring somebody in from the outside. Yeah. I couldn't hire
so
off set.
I got another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we're going to talk some shit here.
All right.
Who are the girls you hate the most? Who are the most annoying, dumb fucks out there?
We can go type.
I'm not going to say names.
No, I was just kidding. No, who are the nice girls out there? Because we can compare notes here. I'll tell you something. I'll drop a nice girl later. You can tell me.
There's honestly a couple of sweethearts there. And it, you know what? What baffles me is that people think that porn stars are stupid. And there's a lot that are really fucking smart. Like, I trip out when I'm working and I turn around and I see a girl reading a book. And I mean really into the fucking book.
While and she has no crayons with it.
And no crayons, no nothing. It's fucking amazing, yo. It's
just see that like,
it's
wow.
Like, it's like, it's really, really dope. And like, I've gotten into doing BTS and stuff like that as well. So I've gotten into asking some of these girls questions. And one of the questions that always trips me out that always like surprises them is that a lot of the times people always think that, you know, oh, I love this girl because her tits, her ass, oh, her smile and this and that. But you never really ask what they love about themselves. Mm-hmm. So I've asked that. And some girls are very just like, I don't know. That's a hard question. I'm like, how is that hard?
Well, that's a difficult question. Just like asking him, like, so what's 2 + 2?
Yeah, but no. No, but a lot of them really do give me amazing answers. Yeah. Like, yo, I love my personality because I can fit anywhere. I'm like a chameleon. I'm great with any type of environment. And that's the type of stuff that a lot of people don't really get to see because they just see them fucking and this and that. But as a PA, I really do get to talk to these girls. And, you know, like, let's say with the male talent, they think that they're stupid as shit. And some of them are just really fucking cool. Yeah. You know, so I mean, perfect example, Jessa Rhodes.
Yes.
She's fucking awesome.
You know,
she's a beautiful woman. Personality just matches.
She's nuts.
She's nuts.
She's a crazy.
She's a little
bitch.
Crazy, but you know.
I love
like
Jessa.
Like nuts and like cashew or peanuts.
Yeah. No. She's full on peanuts.
And another person. Cherie DeVille.
Cherie DeVille, definitely. She is going to be a guest on the show at some point.
Yeah, she's another person that's amazing. There's so many people out there like Danny Mountain. I'm cool as fuck with him. He's
a douchebag.
I'm trying to think of some of the cool new girls. I've met a
Danny Mountain. He used to call me by a nickname. Danny Mountain has literally, when I was a PA, come up with his dick out of his pants, come up and start humping on my leg. Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go. Let's play. Who had to handle it? Who had to handle the worst thing? I got two. There was a turd that fell out of a girl during an anal scene. She didn't know.
God.
And the male talent said, can I have a baby wipe? And she's like, oh, is it messy? He's like, no, it's okay. And he's very professional about it. He's European. So I'm standing there with the bag for him to drop a turd. Not a little. We're talking a piece of poop in the thing, right? And then the other one was Evan Stone, and I'm calling you out on this, Evan. He was supposed to be on our set, and he's running late. Oh, no, I'm just running late. He didn't say that he was on somebody else's set. And what he really didn't say is he was on the Simpsons parody and showed up after being painted yellow.
Oh.
I'm standing on the side of the road in the sun trying to scrub yellow paint off of Evan Stone that was still left so he could be in our feature.
Mm. Yeah.
That was a traumatic experience. What do you got?
Have you ever picked up a turd?
I haven't picked up a turd. I mean, I've picked up anal leakage. Yeah. A lot of anal leakage. I haven't had a full turd fall on me.
I was shocked.
You know, honestly, bullshit aside, coming into the industry, the first thing that scared me was something like that. Because I watched when Zach and Mary make a porno.
Yeah.
And that scene where they're doing anal and the cameraman is right under and he pulls out and everything just, I was so scared of that happening. And to this day, I'm scared of that happening. But it hasn't happened yet. I mean, Mo has surprise me and be like, okay, go help her with the enema. Because as a person, I'm not the type of person to be like, hey, let me grab your titty, let me do this. My advice to you, you gotta get like that.
I always tell people, that's the scary thing is sometimes when all this weird shit happens like that. And to me, it's just like, we're human beings. We have these crazy bodies that we put food in that comes out of shit. We piss. We do.
Yeah.
Everybody farts and burps and like we're just these disgusting animals at the end of the day.
So yeah,
you gotta get used to it.
I have gotten numb to a lot of shit.
Yeah, you have to.
I have gotten numb, but it's everything always surprises you. Every day is a new day.
Well, what's good is I like people on my crew that are fun. But they're not perverted. If there's somebody that's going to come on my set and is going to creep the girls out, that makes things uncomfortable. If there's somebody, I had a PA that I hired one time who had been mainstream and she came onto a porn set. She was putting on, listen, Cal OSHA aside, whatever, your own safety, but she was literally, she put on goggles because it was a squirt movie. She had gloves on her hands. Oh my God. When she was emptying out douches, she had gloves on her hands, the whole thing, and she's like, yeah, I can never do this again. And I was like, it actually made certain people uncomfortable on the set because it was like, listen, we don't want to clean up messy stuff. Listen, I get all that. And I get the ick factor. I get all that kind of stuff. But there were people that were actually like a little put off by this. And so she never came back. but I need people that definitely can make talent feel comfortable and not, it's like, hey, can you help me out with this? I need this. Can you go grab me that? I need somebody that's responsible and isn't going to go, hey,
I ever tell you the crazy story? This is a long time ago. I was taking pictures. I was doing a box cover for a friend of mine's company. Actually, I'll tell. Julie Ashton. I was shooting a box cover.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, I know. only my ex-partner. But so I was shooting a box cover for Julie and I hired a photo assistant. You'll relate to this. And this is back with film days. Sat a film cart and I had the guy sitting at the film cart loading our Z-backs.
Mm-hmm.
Mamiya RZ.
Yes. wait, 645?
No. RZ.
67. Oh, 667. Sorry.
Yeah.
This so I had to learn, lose me.
While I was shooting, while we were shooting, though, I was
120 or 220.
I don't know what the hell they're talking about right now.
Nobody shot 220. That was bullshit.
No, exactly.
Two proof sheets for one.
So what about digital, guys?
Hold on. Let's go back.
What's
hold on.
Digital?
Photoshop?
No, this is before that. This is Polaroids.
Okay, so here we go.
So I'm shooting this. I think I was shooting a Nari Vox or Shayla LaVeau. I know it was one of them because it was the movie. And I'm shooting my assistant, this guy. First time I ever hired him. I always ask guys, can you handle being around naked girls? Because some guys are unprofessional. Yeah. This guy said, yeah, I've done it before. No big deal. So I hire him through another assistant who couldn't make it. And behind me, as I'm shooting, I'm hearing this. Oh, baby. Oh, God. Oh, God, that's so fucking tight. Like, it's basically, yeah. his inner voice is coming out.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm trying to get, the, I have to get the shot done, though, and I can't say anything just yet. And he's just going on and on, like he's, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, my God, that's so fucking hot. Oh, my God. I'm just sitting there, just go, look. So, finally, I turn around, and I just go, shh.
Yeah.
And he looks at me, go, oh. And then I had to keep shooting, and then after I get, as soon as I get a break, I walk over to the guy, what? Fuck is your problem? He goes, well, he goes, oh, I didn't even know I was doing it. I go, I don't care what you're thinking. Shut the fuck up.
Well, see, that goes back to, like I was saying when I first started, I didn't watch porno. So when I walked into this, everybody was like, oh my God, this is da-da-da. Oh my God, that's da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh, she's cute. Yeah. She's pretty. She seems like a bitch. Yeah. Now that she's yelling at me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I really, to me, I came into this going, okay, there's naked people fucking. You guys aren't celebrities to me because I don't know you.
Yeah.
So I treat you just like a person. But if you treat me like shit, I am going to be like, oh, I'm not going to help you with anything, you know?
You can pick up your own turds.
Yeah, and a lot of the times, people, you know, the way you treat people is the way they're going to treat you. So that's why I always like to be nice to people. Just,
rule number one.
Yeah, and even...
be nice.
Even, like, I've had situations where girls are doing their first anal, and they have a little bit of anal leakage, and they're freaking the fuck out. Mm-hmm. It doesn't help if I freak the fuck out with them.
Oh, bitch, why didn't you clean out your ass?
So, of course, I'm going to be over there and be like, sweetie, do you feel comfortable with me helping you clean this? Yeah. And if they do, then I'm going to be like, relax, it's okay. I've seen this happen before. It's cool. And even if I hadn't seen it happen, I'm not going to freak her the fuck out. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's...
Remain calm.
Yeah. Now, I always go through, especially with PAs, and I tell talent this, the same thing is you never know who is going to be in what position the next job you're on. Oh. So when I had girls who knew me as a PA or a wardrobe person and are now walking on a Penthouse set or any of those other people, they suddenly, or a Wicked set or, you know, an Adam and Eve set, they're going, oh, shit, I haven't seen you in a year. Well, now I'm doing this, and it's like I don't have really any issues. There's some girls that are bitches there, but most in general, I get along with everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't. There's being familiar, having a good time, enjoying each other. But if it's straight out flirting, like trying to hit on the girl, I kill that immediately. I'll pull the guy aside and go, I'll fucking kick you off the set now. Yeah. Did you get a number? Cool. Let me watch you delete that because this is not going
to
happen.
Yeah. Well, I always like to say to everybody, it's not date night and this is not a club where you go pick up a girl. Exactly. We've got work to do. This is business.
I have girls that come up and they're familiar. Oh, hey, give me a hug. Blah, blah, blah. I go through and I do stuff and I have to adjust things and fix things. And you have to have that being able to be comfortable with them.
Yeah.
At the PA level, you're still a little too new. You have to rise up into that and get people to get comfortable. But I mean, it's a very important job. Now, what I had a question with is usually when I go out, if I'm around people, I dealt with this at my high school reunion. I've dealt with it at other things. Is everybody wants to know about porn. And I put it as, it's the same thing as making sausage. You may like at the end, you don't want to see it being made because it's not always the most pleasant thing. Mm-hmm. How do you explain what you do?
Well, with my roommates, usually they were the first person to find out that I was working in this. And it's very interesting because they always have this stigma that people are always fucking on set. People are getting their dick sucked and everything. But in reality, a lot of these talents are just there for work. This is just a job for them. So they're just doing this. And like when I try to explain to them that, look, this is the production that we have, I show them the equipment that we use. They're like, wait a minute. This is like a fucking movie with more fucking.
And people are surprised sometimes.
And I'll show them trailers of stuff that we've done, and they're looking at us like, wait, so you guys are really shooting movies? Like, yeah, this isn't just, hey, my name is John, I came to fix your pipe. Oh my God, my pipes are broken, but fuck me.
So wait, he's trashing my movie?
He's talking about Rectal Rooter from like 2003.
So you didn't like my Pizza Man series?
I didn't watch it.
I agree completely, and I told somebody, I don't remember where it was, I said, well, if you'd stop watching movies on one of the tube sites and see that there's actually bigger productions out there. Oh yeah, no, I'll take a look. Which means he's gonna look for it on the tube site.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
So I always laugh. Like I've had a situation when I was at the airport and I had a connecting flight in Vegas, and it made me laugh because there was this girl that was pretty cute. She had tattoos all over the place. And the guy's talking to her, and you could tell the guy's trying to get her number and everything. But she's like, yeah, you know, I work in porn. So my first reaction was, do I fucking know you? Because yeah, exactly. I've worked as a PA. Luckily, I've been blessed to work for Wicked, Penthouse, you know, Stills by Allen, you know, like other people like Gamma, Girls Way. I've worked with them. So I've been blessed to work with different companies, different you know, lows and highs of people, you know. When I saw her, I was like, you must work for like the low budget. Let me shoot it with my iPhone type thing. Yeah. And it's cool, but there's different...
Joanna Angel.
There's different levels.
She's an Instagram model.
She's there's Not different. Joanna, there's Joanna. Different levels, you know too. What I mean? And it's dope to...
But I just
to,
said tattoos.
Yeah, it's dope to be able to be in a position. Like, you know, Mo was the one that got me into Penthouse and stuff like that. Right. Now, and I'm able to be in that position of seeing a bigger production and the money that goes into it and the hours and the man work that goes into it. And people don't get that.
Yeah.
And especially sometimes, I was talking to this about this with a talent the other day. Sometimes I trip out on some of these girls and guys that go on these production sets for maybe 4 to 5 hours and they bitch about them being there for 4 to 5 hours. When there's bigger companies that are there for 12 to 15 hours and the professionals aren't complaining about anything. They're like, yo, I have to get this done because it's my job. You know what I mean? And I trip out because a lot of these people that are complaining are the younger ones that are only there for like a month or two.
Because they're annoying there for 5 months, and they're, you know, stupid, and they're not grateful, and they're not appreciative, you know, and they're young and dumb.
This is a very, like, it's a very professional set. It's like,
you
these
have
are
to
very,
be.
Very professional sets, and people just think that they're just like, oh, you go in, let me get a small camera and just shoot it and come back.
But
like,
you don't understand, there is that crappy, stupid stuff, and those people aren't around and are not in the business a long time. But if you're going to be Penthouse, you're going to be a Hustler or a Vivid or a Wicked.
Yeah.
It's all business. And I always tell them, they could be making cupcakes.
Yeah.
They still treat it the same way. It's product, it's content, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. To be around a long time, you have to be professional, and you have to be nice, and you have to be businesslike. Otherwise, you ain't going to be around. And that's what Wicked's been around for like 20 years.
Yeah, no.
Vivid's been around 20 years.
Adam and Eve's been around for 40 or 50 years.
There's reasons, because it's business, it's professional,
and
they treat people right, and crews and talent. And that's why the smart talent, I always tell them all, first thing I always tell them all, you're not in the porn business. You're in the business of porn. Business comes first. And if you're smart, you can have an amazing career and make a lot of money.
And luckily, there's
no more money in porn.
I know, because I don't pay for it.
And you jerk off like at least once a month,
twice a day.
Oh, hey. Jesus!
But see that just it goes back to just saying the whole being professional. You know, you want people on your set to be professional, and a lot of the times, PAs when you first start, they are the ones in the background, so you might think they might be doing shit in the background, but in reality, you know, like somebody like Judas, somebody like Hal, somebody like me that been working as a PA, like we're all professional and we're all respectful with everybody, you know, and every person we work with.
And that's always greatly appreciated, and that's why I bring back those people that can do that, and the people that are not interested in working, I give out the jobs that I can, and if all I have as an opportunity is to give somebody a PA job when yesterday they were a BTS guy or even a camera guy, because I know Billy Visual came in and helped us out, and he directs, and he helped us out. I needed a PA at the last minute, and there was no one. My PA had to go home early. There was nobody, and
you didn't call me.
I know, but you said, hey, let's give Billy a call. And he was available. He came out, and he's smart about that. He came out. Now what he did is also, I know he shoots camera. I know he shoots all this. I know he shoots BTS. So when one of my BTS guys isn't available, now I go, hey, you know what? He was so cool to come out and help me as a production assistant and do a great job, brought all his experience, did that. It's not the hardest job in the world, but it does take some sort of technique.
Yeah.
And people may laugh at that or call bullshit on that, and I'll argue with them any day of the week. If anybody listening to this goes through and says, nah, that's all bullshit, come and talk to me. Yeah. Come straight up to me and tell me that, and I'll educate you.
But like we've talked in the past because of our backgrounds, but we always say it's all about team playing. Yes. You know, like everybody, it's got to be a team and a solid team. And if you're a producer, you surround yourself with the best people possible, makes your job easier. Yeah. You're able to move forward, get the job done, talent, this and that. And you just and you have a better time, and you're like, yeah, I love my job. But it's when you deal with short-sighted, small-minded people.
Egos and stuff like
stupidity.
That.
Stupidity.
I get
ignorance.
The benefit. I get, I'm very lucky that when a shoot comes off well, everybody notices. Directors notice. Producers notice. But in the end, I get a lot of the credit for that.
Yeah.
I get a lot of credit where people go, you know, blah, blah. Oh, this shoot went really well, everything. And I get some credit for that. Well, it's not necessarily mean. I help keep the team together. I point the direction to go, and we all go. I get my commands from the director, and we do our thing. But without that team, it's usually, you know, everybody. So if people can't work as a team, then the shoot doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And honestly, I have my runner. My right hand is literally that production assistant. So I can go say, I need you to grab makeup and bring her over to set. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be the one to go over and grab that person. And if I have a PA who's just like going to meander on the way over and chat with the girl in the chair and chat with the makeup artist and come over, it's like, no, no, no. I need you to go over, grab the makeup artist. The makeup artist understands that when this person's coming to get them, it's me saying that, you know? And when we work as that team, it's good. And that's what we need. And it's
and get shit done.
Yeah, and I've seen and I've seen Mo give somebody the eye and then look at me and give me that look like, this motherfucker's going home. I've seen it happen.
Exactly.
Because honestly, like you said, it's not a hard job. It's just... Oh, you just have to organize yourself, right?
And pay attention.
Multitask.
Yeah. When I first started, I didn't know fucking I needed baby wipes and douches in the restroom at all times. And it had to be a specific restroom that was next to the makeup. And then I had to fucking make sure that they had waters on set. And then I had to make sure that they had enemas maybe on the other side because they might be doing anal. And then I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now I know that I have to have all that stuff on set. So whenever anybody comes and goes, oh, what do I need? I need this. I got it over there. Don't trip. Oh, you need this? I got you. What else do you need? You know,
and when I get the question of, Mo, do you have any douches? Is when I start looking to people to fire. That's why I look around and go, seriously? And it happens rarely now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, or which bathroom? Oh, the bathroom's over there. But if that bathroom isn't set up and that's the one that's supposed to be, it's where I go, guys, come on, seriously. Yeah. We're all professionals here. Yeah. Let's, you know,
what was
a
it?
Fucking
recently,
douche in there.
I know recently.
I need clean pussies, people.
I know recently I did get Mo one time, though. Because he looked at me and was like, Manny, for real? You forgot the douches? Because they were asking about it. And I was like, no, it's in this restroom. Did you look in that restroom? And he goes, yes. Okay, they're in this restroom, sweetie.
I admit, I get called on my shit. I'm not perfect. And I just try to be.
But you know what, though? But honestly, Mo has been one of the ones, like, and I'm not even trying to toot his horn or trying to, you know, I'm not trying to do anything.
I know, I'm just saying, like, you're saying this while you have your hand
no,
on his
but
dick. Go ahead, keep going.
But
say what
you're
going to say.
Honestly, when I first met Mo, he, like he said, he was a PA on one set. He was a PM already, but I met Mo the PA. So when I met Mo, we were always just, hey, what's up? How you doing? So when I first saw Mo as a PM, it was crazy. It was like, oh shit, you're really stern and you're really on your shit. But he's only like that with people that aren't doing their shit.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Also my goal is to make things go. I had one PA that who we still use and all that kind of stuff went up to Andre Madness and said something. This guy had known me as a friend, had known me as other areas. He hadn't seen me on a set, and he comes up and told Andre. I found out later, Andre. He goes, Mo can be really strict. He's kind of mean a little bit. And Andre told him, he goes, yeah, but he's going to be the one you're thanking when you're out of here in 12 hours instead of 14.
Exactly.
And and the guy took that very like, oh, wow, that's great. So, well, listen, I appreciate you coming out, taking time away from your set that you weren't on today because I wasn't either.
I know. I actually only have... I only had 4 days off this month.
Yeah,
which is
no,
amazing.
It's a busy time. So
yeah,
I appreciate
amazing.
You taking some of your time coming out here. Where can people find your? I know you're on Twitter. Where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me on Twitter at AJBucks XXX. That's AJBUCKSXXX. I'm one of the only other AJs, I guess, in the industry besides AJ Applegate, which is a sweetheart, by the way. Nice.
That's
nice
not what I heard.
I don't know.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. I love her.
That's when you told me, Mo.
That ass is phenomenal.
No, that ass is amazing.
Her. Sorry, sometimes we get a perv out. Sorry, AJ, we love you.
I mean, I am an ass man. I'm not going to lie.
So I'm just saying we've looked at you and thought dirty, dirty things. So we will look for you on Twitter, AJ.
Yeah. Look for the BTS shots because I'm always putting up pictures.
There you go. Mr. Avery, where can we find you on sets at?
I'm retired.
You're retired? Okay. Well, you guys can always check out at Julieland, and you can see pre-retirement.
I'm not retired. I'm actually just tired.
Just tired.
Where can we find you, Mo?
My name's Maurice. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or as Mox, as some people like to call me. You can see my Instagram, TheAverageMo. And you can also check out my blog, TheAverageMo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.